KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Let's check some high school sports from around the area last night. We'll start with boys wrestling action last evening in a double duel held at Griswold last night. It was Atlantic defeating Audubon 42-30. Also, Audubon topping Griswold 67-12, and Atlantic down Griswold by a score of 60-3. In wrestling at Clarinda last night, it was Lewis Central over Clarinda 61-17. Clarinda beating Shenandoah 49-30, while Lewis Central topped Shenandoah 62-15. In a double duel last night at Denison, it was Missouri Valley over Red Oak 48-33, and Red Oak defeating Denison 61-24. Also, Underwood beat Southwest Iowa 69-12. In a double duel last night at Wayne, it was Bedford Lennox over Wayne 72-6. Central Decatur beat Wayne 54-18, and Bedford Lennox over Central Decatur 47-24. Also last night, Corning beat Clark 54-30, Corning over Mount Air 42-34, and Corning also out-wrestled East Mills 52-21. Glenwood defeated Kemper Catholic 54-18, and it was Otobolt Arthur BCIG topping Kemper Catholic 54-27 in high school wrestling. In high school basketball last night, in boys' hoops, it was AHST downing Essex 59-50. Corning beat Griswold 86-54. Tri-Center a winner over Woodbine 85-55. Trainer beat Shenandoah 85-43. East Mills topping Underwood 53-37. Glenwood over Fremont Mills 48-43. Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 71-47, while West Harrison was a winner over Siouxland Christian 83-70. Speaking of boys basketball, we have boys hoops for you tonight here on KJAN, as Chris and I will go to, not very far. We're just going to the Atlantic High School gymnasium tonight, as we'll have the Atlantic boys season opener for you this evening here on the radio, as the Trojans will host Glenwood, jumping right into Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball. Glenwood's already two games into the season, especially last night after their win over Fremont Mills. The Rams 2-0 against the Trojans, who are opening up their season. 7:30, we're on the air tonight with the broadcast. That's Atlantic hosting Glenwood this evening here on KJAN and at KJAN.com. Last night in girls basketball, it was Corning over Griswold 57-29. St. Albert beat Red Oak 50-32. Tri-Center was a 45-23 winner over Woodbine. Underwood beat East Mills 47-22. Denison over Storm Lake 69-16. Missouri Valley 54-34 winners over Maple Valley, while Siouxland Christian beat West Harrison 54-43. Of the weekly girls high school basketball ratings came out late yesterday afternoon. Here's a look in Class 1A. North Mahaska is top rated this week, with Bedford number 2 and Arweva number 3. Adair Casey is rated 11th, and Iowa Christian Academy checks in at number 14. In the 2A rankings, Otobolt Arthur BCIG is top ranked, with Kemper Catholic number 3, IKM Manning rated 4th, and Panorama is number 14. In Class 3A, Williamsburg is top rated this week, with Glenwood checking in at number 8. And in Class 4A, Iowa City West is number 1. Lewis Central is in at number 9 in this week's poll. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, the block shots came fast and furious in top-ranked Kentucky's 81-59 thumping of St. John's. Freshman Anthony Davis scored 15 points, grabbed 15 rebounds, and had 8 of Kentucky's school record 18 block shots. Terrence Jones added 26 points and 9 rebounds for the 7-0 Wildcats, who head into a highly anticipated showdown with number 5 North Carolina on Saturday on a high note after that stalwart defensive performance. In the other game involving a team ranked in the top 25 this week, Georgetown upset number 12 Alabama 57-55 when Hollis Thompson canned a three-pointer with just under 2 seconds left. That ends the Crimson Tide's 24-game home winning streak. Jason Clark led the Hoyas with 22 points. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, Tavon Austin's return to kickoff 90 yards for a touchdown. Pat Miller scored on a 52-yard interception return, and Tyler Bittencourt kicked a 28-yard field goal as time expired, and 22nd-rated West Virginia clinched a share of the Big East Championship with a 30-27 victory over South Florida last night. The Mountaineers are 9-3 overall, and they pulled even with Louisville in the conference standings at 5-2. West Virginia likely will receive the league's automatic berth in the BCS if Cincinnati beats Connecticut on Saturday to create a three-way tie for the title. USF fell to 5-7 overall, finished its season on a three-game losing streak, and failed to qualify for a bowl bid for the first time in 7 years. In other college football news, Texas A&M has fired football coach Mike Sherman. The Aggies had high expectations this year, opening the season ranked number 8 in the AP poll. But Texas A&M finished the season 6-6, and the former Green Bay Packers coach was sacked. Sherman's teams went 25-25 in his four seasons. His only winning season came last year when the Aggies won their last six regular season games and then lost in the Cotton Bowl to finish at 9-4. The State Board of Regents in Arizona has approved a 5-year contract for new Arizona football coach Rich Rodriguez. Rodriguez's 5-year deal starts at $1.45 million per year in base pay and ends at $1.8 million with annual incentives for academic and athletic performance, attendance spikes, and Coach of the Year awards. He'll also receive $300,000 per year from Nike. Well, the Seattle Seahawks are still mathematically alive to make the NFL playoffs. The Philadelphia Eagles, not so much. Despite the return of NFL rushing leader LeSean McCoy, the Eagles turned in another dreadful performance as they dropped a 31-14 decision to Seattle. That gives the 4-8 Eagles sole possession of last place in the NFC East. Meanwhile, the 5-7 Seahawks kept their faint playoff hopes alive with their third win in four games. Marshawn Lynch ran for 148 yards and a pair of first-half touchdowns. David Hawthorne returned Vince Young's third interception, 77 yards, for the clinching score. Lynch, Seattle's hard-charging running back, bowled through Philadelphia for the second-best running day of his career. He carried 22 times and had touchdown runs of 15 and 40 yards. Young finished with a career-high 4 interceptions. McCoy ran 17 times for 84 yards and had a 1-yard touchdown run in the first half and also caught a 2-yard shovel pass. Well, it's been more than two full games since the Kansas City Chiefs have turned a drive into a touchdown. They've managed to score one touchdown during a miserable four-game losing streak, the worst stretch since the Cleveland Browns scored one TD during a four-game stretch in 2008. It's been more than 143 minutes of game time since Kansas City last reached the end zone. The Chiefs will try to end that drought Sunday at Chicago, as Chiefs coach Todd Haley said that Tyler Palko remains the Chiefs quarterback, but Kyle Orton is also getting plenty of snaps in practice. Haley says he'll waste little time putting Orton into the game if he gives the Chiefs the best chance to win and the best chance to finally score a touchdown. In other NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings have waived quarterback Donovan McNabb, the 13-year veteran and 6-time Pro Bowler. Vikes coach Leslie Frazier called it the best decision for both parties. McNabb went 1-5 as a starter. Peyton Manning will increase the intensity of his workouts, though he's not yet been cleared to practice, a doctor says. In a statement released by the Colts on Thursday night, Dr. Robert Watkins says the fusion performed on Manning's neck has achieved firm fixation. The four-time NFL MVP says he's encouraged by his progress. Perry Fuel, the defensive coordinator of the New York Giants, accused some members of the Giants' defense of quitting in the blowout loss to the New Orleans Saints, and he vowed that it will not happen again. Fuel says he was angry and disappointed the way his unit played in a 49-24 thrashing, and he seemed certain that the defense would show up Sunday for what is now a crucial game against the undefeated Green Bay Packers. In the National Hockey League last night, New York, the Rangers beat Carolina 5-3, Pittsburgh over Washington 2-1, Dallas beat Ottawa 3-2, Winnipeg shut out Phoenix 1-0, Columbus in a shootout win over Calgary 4-3, Nashville beat Vancouver 6-5, Los Angeles 2-1 over Florida, and San Jose in a shootout, a 4-3 winner over Montreal. In racing news, Penske Racing assigned Brad Keselowski and his crew chief to contract extensions after the duo raced to a fifth-place finish in NASCAR's Top Series. Penske says the extensions are for multiple years. Keselowski just completed his second season with Penske in the Sprint Cup Series. He worked with Wolf in 2010 to win six races in the Nationwide Series Championship, and Wolf was moved up to the Cup team this season. Keselowski drove the number 22 Dodge to three wins this year, a spot in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship, and a career-best finish in the standings. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was named NASCAR's most popular driver for the ninth consecutive year. Earnhardt's string of most popular driver awards is only one shy of Bill Elliott's record 10 straight titles. Elliott won the award 16 times overall and 10 straight from 1991 to 2000. He then asked not to be included anymore in the voting. Earnhardt finished seventh in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. That was his best showing in 6 years. The IndyCar Series is losing one of its most storied teams, Newman Haas Racing. The team that carried the name of the late actor Paul Newman has decided not to enter cars for the 2012 season. In a statement, team officials said the economic climate no longer enables the team to compete. Newman Haas competed in an open-wheel series every year since 1983. Over the years, they won 8 championships in 107 races. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.